It's 7:30 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Berkeley County Solid Waste Authority Chair Clint Hogman is worried that the new technology being introduced there would be seen as a threat to coal.
We were worried about there being some concern, particularly from downstate, about the impact on coal, because this would be competing with coal.
The fuel he's promoting is garbage. The story coming up on this West Virginia morning. The former CEO of one of the largest coal companies in the U.S. pleaded not guilty in federal court yesterday. He posted a $5 million cash bond. Don Blankenship led the company when the Upper Big Branch mine exploded, killing 29 men on April 5th, 2010. Jessica Lilly has been following this story since the explosion. She was in the courtroom during both the arraignment and bond hearings, and she joins us now with more. Jessica, good morning. Set the scene for us in this Beckley courtroom. Set the scene for us. What was it like?
Well, Don Blankenship walked out, and he was somewhat in a cavalier-seeming mood, I would say, and he even greeted reporters. The media sat on basically one side, and then the families, and also some environmentalists sat on the other side. Some of the environmentalists that I recognize, Lorella Scarborough and others from Coal River Mountain Watch as well. Many of the families, as both the arraignment and the bond hearing were going on, watched intently, and some of them rarely looking away. It was as though they were watching Blankenship to see what his reaction was going to be as to what was happening in that courtroom.
What was Blankenship's reaction to what was happening in the courtroom?
Well, I was sitting directly behind him, so I couldn't exactly see his facial expressions. However, it is interesting to point out that during the proceedings, his right arm was dangling for a lot of the time, not the entire time, but over the back of his seat. So it was somewhat open, and he looked back frequently to the families and things like that, and it just seemed to, every now and then he would give somewhat of a smile, but it was for the most part, just a not a blank look, but just a subdued, somewhat cavalier tone, I would say. The families reacted. I would say the largest reaction came when there was a debate between the two attorneys and the two sides over the conditions of Mr. Blankenship's bond. And, of course, both sides agreed to a $5 million cash bond, or a bond, rather. But Steve Ruby in the U.S. Attorney's Office wanted Blankenship to stay local, while Blankenship's attorney said that he was presiding, other outlets reported, in Nevada, and that he wanted to go home. And the magistrate did end up deciding that Blankenship did indeed need to stay within southern West Virginia with limited travel to Kentucky and D.C. And the families, I looked back for their reaction, and they certainly couldn't hide their they were happy about it, you could tell. One even shed tears of joy in that decision as well.
Jessica, what's the next step here? Trial is set for January?
Yeah, January 26th in front of U.S. District Court Judge Irene Berger.
All right. Jessica Lilly reporting this morning from Athens at Concord University. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.
The first resource recovery facility in West Virginia will be setting up shop in Berkeley County sometime next year. What is resource recovery? Liz McCormick sat down with the chairman of the Berkeley County Solid Waste Authority to learn more about this new technology and what it might mean for the state.
Landfilling has been the main source of getting rid of waste for centuries. But a new technology coming to West Virginia may change how we think of waste disposal, and in the long run, help our environment. Insorga is an Italian resource recovery company that has been around since 1997. About 4 years ago, the Berkeley County Solid Waste Authority was looking for ways to promote a cleaner environment and find a safer and more efficient way to dispose of waste. Insorga ended up finding them. After 3 years of waiting, Insorga received approval from the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection to begin constructing a new resource recovery facility later this year on property owned by the Berkeley County Solid Waste Authority. The facility will take anywhere from 65 to 75% of the refuse they collect and turn it into fuel instead of putting it in the ground. Clint Hogben is the chairman of the Berkeley County Solid Waste Authority.
Essentially, what you take waste and you use it as a resource, or you use it to make energy. This is garbage that will be picked up on the street no differently than it's being picked up today. And instead of the truck going to a landfill, the truck will go to a four-acre building and unload its waste inside of a building where mechanical equipment, electromechanical equipment, will sort and process that waste and prepare it to be used for fuel.
The Berkeley County facility will be the first Ensorga plant in the country and the first resource recovery facility in West Virginia, using a technology called HEBIT.
HEBIT is an acronym. It stands for High Efficiency Biological Treatment. And it's a patent technology, patented by Ensorga. It uses the biology of waste, if you will, the decomposition of waste, to prepare the waste to be used for a fuel.
Hogben says while there are other resource recovery facilities in the U.S., this facility is the only one that will use the HEBIT technology. The waste is turned into a confetti-like material by use of high-tech machines operated by humans within a clean room. The material is then dried and can be burned for fuel and used as a replacement for some non-renewable resources like coal. And that's what Hogben says may keep the state from embracing the new fueling system.
We were worried about there being some concern, particularly from downstate, about the impact on coal, because this would be competing with coal.
With the push from the federal government to reduce carbon emission, however, Hogben says recycling refuse is a viable option for not just West Virginia, but the entire country.
Emissions from burning of this material has been studied. It's been studied by Ensorga. It's also been studied by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, who literally sent this board a letter advising us their opinion of burning this material was significantly lower or equal to the emissions of burning coal.
Hogben says once the Ensorga facility is up and running, it would employ around 12 people, with salaries ranging from $40,000 to $60,000 a year. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.
This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:37. Mostly sunny and cold today with highs in the mid-20s to the mid-30s. Clear and cold overnight with lows in the teens to low 20s. Partly cloudy on Saturday and milder with daytime highs in the mid-40s to the mid-50s. Mostly sunny Sunday morning, increasing cloudiness later in the day with a chance of rain by Sunday evening. Temperatures will be in the 50s.
Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by Tamarack, where Jugheads by Ed Kimmack look like your Uncle Lewis and your Grandma Tabor. At I-77, exit 45, and TamarackWV.com.
Chip Taylor has written hits like Wild Thing and Angel of the Morning, but one of his best-known solo albums was his country-influenced This Side of the Big River, which featured a cover of the famous Johnny Cash tune of the same name. Here's Chip Taylor with Big River on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Johnny Cash's Big River. Here we go, boys. One, two, three. At a cover of that clear blue sky, but the tears I cried for that one are gonna flood you, Big River, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Well, I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl. That southern drawl in my dreams, back downstream, cavorting and Davenport. And I followed you, Big River, when you called. Thank you. But she gone, boy, she gone. I picked up her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down the road.
That's Chip Taylor with Big River. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage right here on West Virginia Public Radio. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Gore, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, and Liz McCormick. Our theme music is by Matt Jackford. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Chuck Anzalevich. I'm Beth Voorhees.